Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office this morning and a lot of things to cover. But one of the main things is we're going to go back a little bit. Sheriff Roger Harris is here this morning and First Sergeant Sean Jones. Good morning to both. If it's been too long since I've had you two in here.
Good morning to you, sir, and a happy new year to you and all the staff.
Happy new year to you. Sean, good to see you.
Good morning. Happy new year.
I felt like almost you were part of my family for the last in December. I saw you at so many things.
So many different things, but we appreciate you coming out and supporting us.
That's what we want to start out, and that really was what a lot of what we're going to talk about this morning is Operation Blue Christmas. Bigger and bigger every year, and boy, Sheriff, you help a lot of people, and it's really, really a part of the community now.
I'll tell you what, Ted, that has been a great program, and there is no way I can sit here and name all the people that help support that entire operation and procedure that we go through, but it is so rewarding to all the staff in the community to see how giving and how thoughtful Spotsylvania County residents can be. And the businesses and all the churches that take part in our Blue Christmas. And Sean can give you some stats on how many kids we actually took care of this year. But from our first one back in 2012 until now, Ted, it has just grown to be a outstanding event in our community.
And it really is an event. And it's more than that, because for the families, to see the families on the day, especially the day when you have them come to the public safety building.
When you see the look on the families and the children's faces that they're actually having a Christmas, it is just something that you'll never forget. And it's grown to the point, and Sean is, First Sergeant Jones is responsible for a lot of that. And it's grown to the part where we now have to take the public safety building and divide it into two divisions so that we have to get two Santa Clauses to come in and actually participate in the event. But fortunately for me, Sean and the staff have it so well organized that it rolls very smoothly.
You're able just to walk around with your Christmas suspenders on that day.
With my Christmas, I always wear my suspenders every Christmas. And I love talking to the kids and talking to all the parents, Ted, and it's so rewarding.
First Sergeant Jones, for a couple of months, this is really what you do. You deal with a lot of businesses, but you deal with a lot of the families, and you see the stories, and you know the stories firsthand.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stories out there. I mean, it's a lot of good success stories, I guess you could say, as far as the people that we help. There's a lot of sad stories as well that went on. We've got a lot of phone calls throughout the time frame. People asking for help. I went on vacation and emails and messages were coming in. So I would go in and get with the patrol guys, and they were delivering stuff to families that need it. There's one little girl that couldn't make it out to Operation Blue Christmas. And she had to go to the hospital and had to get 40 injections into her head. She couldn't make it out, and she was really looking forward to it. So I stayed in contact with mom via email, and we were able to get our patrol guys out to their house to deliver packages, and she was just so thankful. And it's just amazing with the emails that you get from these families thanking you for helping make Christmas happen for them.
Well, I remember another story you told me where it was somebody you knew and you were checking on, and they just said, well, you know, I've already told the kids, you know, we're not going to have Christmas this year, and it was kind of late in the game, and you just said, you know, get them over there, get them out here.
This is an older lady. She's actually a grandmother who's raising three grandkids on her own. She's on a fixed income. She doesn't work because she can't find a job that's going to accommodate her for the kids' schedule. And she's single. Her husband is deceased. And I made contact with her, and she said, well, I just already prepared the grandkids and told them we're not going to have Christmas this year. I said, well, how come you didn't call me? I don't want to bother you. I said, you know what? I said, you need to be at Walmart Saturday morning, such and such time. Yeah. And she was there. So every year we try to make sure we take care of her. She's trying, and we just want to make sure they have a Merry Christmas as well.
Boy, Sheriff, the thing I always think of every year is you just don't know down the line. What you do each year is just terrific, but just also kids in coming and seeing police officers in a way that they may never have seen it, or maybe you just don't know down the line what this is all going
to
mean.
Well, Ted, that's how it all got started. Was, you know, I work hard to bring our community and our public safety together, and this is one of the ideas that we came up when I was elected sheriff, is to better the community by working with the kids and teaching the kids that public safety, police, and fire are there to help you and to do things for you and for your family. So the good that comes out of this, as far as how the kids feel and see about dealing with police officers on one-on-one, is absolutely just a tremendous feeling for us, because the kids know if you need help or you need anything, you can always come to the police or you can come to the fire and the sheriff's department and talk and get help. But I would like to mention, and I won't use any names, but we had a couple people every year, Ted, that just go above and beyond. And we not only do the toys, and when we do our Blue Christmas, we have food for the kids. We have hot dogs that public safety comes out, the volunteer fire department, the ladies auxiliary, they cook hot dogs. We do pizzas. We do lots of things for the kids to make the event more memorable. But we also do coats and hats and scarves and things like that that the kids really need, along with our toy drive. And this past year we had a family that was really down on the luck, and the kids are actually sleeping on the floor on sleeping bags. And a businessman in the community came in and heard this and actually went out and spent several thousand dollars buying beds and bedroom furniture and mattresses and blankets and pillows and things for this entire family. And when you see things like that, it just lets you know you're doing the right thing for the community. It's just absolutely.
Yeah.
Another businessman came in. First Sergeant Jones thought we may be a little bit short on coats, and a gentleman went out that owns a tow company in the county and bought thousands of dollars worth of coats, and actually brought a truckload of coats to the sheriff's department to make sure that we did not run out of coats for the kids.
Sean, with Shop with a Cop, I think Spotsylvania, you do it a little bit different in that you do Shop with a Cop for teenagers.
Yes.
And boy, you see that, and you don't often see that. And you've talked about how that's a segment that a lot of times they might not be as cute as little kids, and so a lot of times they can be just kind of forgotten.
Well, the thing is, Operation Blue Christmas has grown, and when we do our toy drives and our donations, you know, our drives, we see that people would donate for the younger kids, but no one donates for the older kids. So we have the younger kids taken care of with the toys and the coats. So what our office does is to make sure that our teenagers are not forgotten. And our Shop with the Cop is specifically designed for teenagers. So we can make sure that our teenagers in our community have a nice Christmas as well. And we also do something a little bit different as well, because we also do Shop with the Cop with our senior citizens as well. So this year we did almost 75, 80 teenagers with Shop with the Cop. And we couldn't do it without the help of the public.
Yeah, boy, and we're going to need to take a break in a second. We'll come back and talk about just the business involvement, but the involvement, Sheriff, with the businesses, the involvement with your staff. I see them through the month of December. They're out on cold nights in front of Walmart collecting, or they're dressing up as elves, or you know, whatever the need is. You've got a staff that really jumps in.
My staff is what makes these things possible. I'm very blessed with the people that I have working with me, Ted, to make all these events happen, and not just in the aspect of doing things like Blue Christmas, but in police work in general. I am a very blessed sheriff to have the people that I have that care about our community.
Well, and this guy sitting next to you cares for the community. It's fun working with him, just because he really has a passion for helping the community.
He does have a passion, and his reputation, Ted, is spread far and wide, and I am very blessed to have First Sergeant Sean Jones at my side every day.
And we're glad to have First Sergeant Sean Jones with
us
this morning. Sheriff Roger Harris, First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. More coming up. We're going to talk some more about Blue Christmas. And as we get along in this hour, also talk about some other events coming up this year. Always a lot of chances for businesses, for individuals to get involved and help out in this. And we'll tell you how you can do that. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Sheriff Roger Harris here, First Sergeant Sean Jones here. We're talking at the moment about Operation Blue Christmas and the big success that it was. Numbers-wise, Sean, I know you helped a lot of people.
The number wise is, I don't even know where to begin. I know the last count was at about 750, almost 800. I would say, after the day at the sheriff's office that Saturday, I tried to disappear, but I kept coming to work on. I was supposed to be on vacation, but I came in from here and there.
Let him disappear, Ted. So, let me interrupt.
I tried to disappear, but our patrol guys really stepped up. They were out. They got into the spirit of giving, and they were out just going from place to place, dropping off toys and hitting families in different trailer communities, different hotel motels. Our street crimes unit went out and delivered toys and gave away toys. I was getting phone calls all the way up to Christmas Eve. Hey, we got more toys. Can you come pick them up? So I would call patrol. Patrol would go get them, and they just kept going out hitting people that were in need. So
yeah,
the numbers just got out of control at one point, but we can safely say we effectively helped about 750, almost 800 kids. We've also helped families. There's just special different stories that some of the stuff we don't even know about. I mean, I have people call me, is there a family in need? Yeah, so I give them the information, and then they reach out and they make it happen. They just bring stuff for that specific family and take care of them. So it's just an amazing feeling. I was getting phone calls up to, like I just said, Christmas Eve, people wanting to help or people that needed help.
But it's so interesting because I heard some of those stories too from people who knew some families, and they were so surprised that they knew of cases where families would talk to a deputy and a deputy knew what to do, knew where to get things and got it. And you've got everybody's on the same page of where you don't have someone saying that's not my thing. You're going to have to contact First Sergeant Jones.
Yeah, everybody was on the same page. I mean, I had some deputies on their days off come out and help families. I would get a phone call. Can I come in and go shopping? I was like, yeah, help yourself. So I had to meet them at the office, let them pick stuff for these families, and they went out. I mean, some of the things that we did, we knew families that needed food, so we had gift cards. We were going out buying food. First Sergeant Boyd, he knew a family that he's been working with that needed some food, and he got with me, got them a gift card, and just started making it happen.
Well, you talk about community policing, Sheriff, and boy, this stands out there as Exhibit A.
Thank you, Ted. I'm honored to hear you say that because I know you work hard with us and so does the station. I'm always patting you guys on the back, and I thank you for everything that you do for us. But there's a lot more to being a sheriff's department than writing a speeding ticket, and guys that know me throughout my career know how I feel about our community and making it safe. And there's so many ways you can do that. But the programs that we do, Ted, to me are educational, and they do bridge that gap between the younger generation and public safety. And to me, that is so important.
Now, because you talk about these families, and we talk about you don't know how kids are going to look at it, how the parents look at it, and there's just you're everybody wants to be able to provide for their kids.
Exactly, and I'm just glad that we're in a position, and the people in our community and the businesses, as we've mentioned earlier, that's what makes it possible. This, we are so fortunate to be in the community that we're in, with the citizens of this community are so giving and so wonderful to work with, that they make things great for all of us.
Well, and you give those numbers, Sean, about how many you helped, and you're able to help because of the business owners. The sheriff talked about someone who gets a gets a truckload of coats for you when you need them, or provides beds for people.
I mean, we can't do it without the support of our local businesses. I mean, you know, we have one business, his Christmas party. In order for them to get prizes and so forth, and they give up really good prizes, they have to bring a toy for Operation Blue Christmas. At that one Christmas party, they collected over 600, 700 toys just for Operation Blue Christmas. There was another lady that I went and started talking to and got her on board as a new business partner. And I just sat there and telling her a little bit about Operation Blue Christmas. And then she calls me that evening and was like, hey, can you meet me at Walmart? I want to buy you a couple $1,000 worth of toys. I'm like, you're tripping, right? And she said, no, I'm serious. And I just couldn't connect because I had another obligation. But we did an event at America's Home Place. She showed up in a huge RV filled with toys. And it was just amazing. And that's just going in, sitting down, talking to her for like 10 or 15 minutes, telling her about the program. And now she's one of our new business partners and wants to help out a lot of different events that we have coming up.
Well, and you know, Sheriff, you think about it, it's so an issue around here with a lot of businesses is trying to keep people here and not go on to, you train a worker and then they go on. And one of the things I know a lot of businesses try to do is to get their employees connected to the community. Here's a great way to get connected to the community and really see a tangible result.
It is a great way to get people connected, and it brings people into the community. When you're looking for a home and you're looking for a school and you're looking for things for your family and your kids, you want what's best. And with the publicity we get and the things that we have online, people see this community and they're willing to commute a little bit either to Northern Virginia, to Richmond area, and live in Spotsylvania County, and that makes it great for us. But if I could say this, I'm very quick to thank our community, and I always will be. But with the publicity we've had with Blue Christmas and other events, I actually had a lady from Bluefield, West Virginia, that was following us on Facebook that drove to Spotsylvania County and made a substantial donation to our Blue Christmas, as well as our Explorer program. She wrote several checks buying uniforms for our Explorers and giving to Blue Christmas. So we've had an effect in our county, Ted, which is very important to me. But we also have a lot of people that help us that are from out of state and out of our region. So it is a widespread operation.
Now people watch and people see it, and it's so unique what's happened here over the years, and people really has grown.
People care, and that's the best way that I can sum it up is people are really decent, generous people, and there are so many good people in the world that do care about our fellow citizens.
Sean, I guess it's never too soon for a business to start thinking about Operation Blue Christmas for next year. We're going to talk about some other events that you're doing that they can get involved in too. But for groups that anybody who watched this and thought, well, we might want to do that next year.
Oh yeah, I had a lady that we just couldn't connect this year with our schedule, and she was going through a lot of stuff with her business and so forth. But we tried to connect, but she called me yesterday morning. Hey, what can we do? I want to connect. I want to get involved heavily this year. So, I'm sitting down talking with her next week. I'm very proud to work with the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office. Very fortunate to have a sheriff that supports our community outreach and our community policing initiatives. And not to brag on our agency, but there's a lot of other law enforcement agencies throughout the state are watching what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And then we get phone calls like, hey, how do y'all do that? We want to try to do something like that here. So, it's very proud that we're helping folks in Spotsylvania County, and it's also an honor to see other agencies get inspired to do the same thing.
If you haven't seen it, I'm going to show it to you this morning before we leave. But it has become my favorite video that I have, a little video clip that I have ever done. It was shot with a cop with senior citizens, and I'm following First Sergeant Jones, and he's with an elderly woman, and they're shopping for groceries, and I'm just following them. And I was doing some video on him. I didn't expect this, and I don't think she didn't know I was there. She reaches up and puts her arm, or she pats him on the back, and just to say thank you. And I mean, it was touching to me,
right?
To see that, and to see your whole agency, especially with the that day at Target with senior citizens, they so appreciated that.
People are very appreciative, and they do let you know that. And it's the thing with Shop with a Cop and with our citizens, so many of the people that we're trying to help want to take what we can do for them and extend it to other people.
Yeah.
Not this Blue Christmas, but in the year past, a homeless man came to Walmart and came out of the grocery store and gave us a box of cereal. I hope I can do this without tears in my eyes. And told us that he's homeless and he's living under a bridge, but he wanted to contribute to our Blue Christmas.
Wow.
Now that will pull at your heartstrings, let me tell you.
Yeah. No, I've been with First Sergeant Jones here with some Blue Christmases with senior citizens, and they're trying to say this is for you. What do you want? And you're having to just almost force things on them because they're saying, I'm good, let me get something for someone else.
Yeah. I got hustled by a senior citizen this year. She didn't want to spend all our money, but she could tell that she needed a lot of things, and she needed a winter coat, and she didn't want to spend all our money on a winter coat. I said, okay. So I said, let's get you a winter coat and let you go get you a Redskin jersey. And she got a little upset. So I said, all right, I'm going to cave in and said, we're going to let you get your coat and let you get your sweatpants. And I said, you know what? If you go ahead and get this coat, I walked over there and got her a cowboy t-shirt or sweatshirt, and it just made her day.
Now, well, I didn't know that, Ted.
She got me.
Even I have my limits, okay, being a Packers fan.
We are talking Operation Blue Christmas and the work of the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things coming up this year and how we can get involved, and we will continue on with Spotsylvania Sheriff Roger Harris and First Sergeant Sean Jones here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA, coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Sheriff Roger Harris here, along with First Sergeant Sean Jones. We are going to talk a little bit about some other things besides Blue Christmas. But one thing to go back, I want to go back just a bit here, Sean, with that. The other thing that's impressive about what you were able to accomplish with Blue Christmas, and a lot of your business partners, a lot of these same people were involved as you did some hurricane relief things that were unexpected, and some people came up big and helped that.
Oh, yeah, we did the hurricane relief initiative. I was trying to stay low, and I got a phone call from the Commonwealth attorney. He's like, you need to be in the sheriff's office tomorrow morning. I was like, I'm just getting back from leave. He's like, no, I'll be there tomorrow morning. Had a lot of people calling me and wanting to help, but I was out with some family stuff, taking care of that. And went into the sheriff's office. We had a meeting, and the sheriff looked at me and said, just do what you do, and tell me what you need, and just do what you do. And
do what you do.
Give me a list by the end of the day and what you want and what you need. And we were able to put together two tractor trailers to go down to Texas and one that went down to Florida. And we did that in a weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did that on we met on Thursday, and we were in action Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday, we had a truck on the road.
And the great thing about that was I was, the time I was there on a Sunday afternoon, some guy came and got gave you a bunch of water. It was like a pallet full of water.
People were coming up donating pallets full of water, pallets full of Gatorade. I mean, it was just amazing. As soon as you get one pallet on the truck, another pallet was coming. This was donated by so-and-so. I was like, okay, thank you. I mean, it was just amazing the support and the outpour of help that we had from everyone. We were at Target and we were at Walmart, and stuff was coming in the days after at the sheriff's office. We had to work with local businesses just to get a warehouse to store stuff because we outgrew the area at the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
We actually had so many people make so many donations, and a lot of it was pallets of food and water and clothing. And one thing we really went for was baby supplies, diapers and baby wipes and things like that that are often overlooked. And we had so many pallets donated that we actually had a businessman in the county that gave the sheriff's department a fork truck to lift the pallets. So we now have a fork truck if anybody needs to borrow it. We'll rent it out.
Well,
yeah, it's amazing. We were riding around. I mean, we had people driving forklifts, and
yeah,
we were just doing off the wall stuff that you never think you would do in law enforcement.
Well, and you know, when the sheriff says do what you do, you really have perfected this. I remember a couple of years ago, the tornado over on the Northern Neck. You know, that was like on a Tuesday night, Wednesday night. And I remember you calling me and saying, we're going to be leaving from the sheriff's office with supplies on Friday morning if you want to be there. And you are able just to, when things come up, you're able to help communities in need.
Well, I'm going to be like the lady in Walmart, and I'm going to pat Sean on the back because he, with his contacts, he can put things together. And it's so easy for me as the sheriff to say, Sean, do what you do. And it gets done, and it gets done. And it's all because of the contacts that he has worked hard over the past years to establish. And he can do more in a few phone calls than the average person can do in a week.
Yeah. Wow. It's high praise.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A couple other things. Moving on, we'll talk a little bit more about Blue Christmas before we get out of here this morning. But for you, Sean, being involved in the community doesn't end because in just a couple of weeks, Special Olympics Virginia is going to have the polar plunge down in Virginia Beach, and you and a number of others from the office are involved.
22 days from now, myself and Rich Vasquez, who's in the crime prevention unit. Last year, they gave us nicknames. I was Big Sean. He was Latino Heat. people made donations. I wore LuLaRoe leggings last year. So we're going to go down and do it again for Special Olympics. So we're going to go to the polar plunge, 2 p.m., I think Saturday, February the 3rd. We will enter the ocean for Special Olympics.
And if people, I've seen you, you've put some things on your own Facebook page, but if people want to get involved and you're raising money to do this.
Oh, yes, definitely. If people want to get involved, they can contact us and make a donation. It's going to go to our goals of raising some money for Special Olympics for that event. I think we had a goal of $3,000, but it's just amazing how you see what we do, and then our business partners jump on board. Roxanne from Chancellor's Village, she's a very big supporter of Operation Blue Christmas and just about everything we do at the sheriff's office. And she's actually going down and doing a polar plunge with us. She's joined Team Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, and it's going to enter the water. So it's just amazing.
I've always thought I might want to do it someday.
Let's do it. Come on down.
How cold? I mean, every year it's different.
I tell you, Ted, it was very cold last year, and the guys had me pumped up to go back in and do it again. So I went in two times last year. And then to walk back to our hotel room was just unbelievable.
Oh, I bet.
But we're going to do it again this year. It's for a special cause. You see the smiles on the kids' face when we go out and do it. We have some friends that have some children that are special needs, and they're law enforcement officers, but we're just doing it for all the kids out there as well. I got some kids from this area that say, hey, you're going to be at the polar plunge this year? I'm like, yes, sir. And they're like, well, can we go in the water with you? I was like, if you can find me, let's go.
A lot of it. That's a big event. I saw videos of you.
Yeah. Come on down, though. Check it out.
I don't know. I don't know about you, Sheriff, but I like to stay warm in the winter.
What I like to do is see the video you make of the polar plunge. Yeah.
Hopefully I have somebody in there videotaping. I mean, it's a big team. I think there's a teacher from Spotsylvania County that she went through, she just survived breast cancer. And one of the things on her bucket list is to do a polar plunge. And she's friends with Roxanne, so I think she's going to be joining that team as well.
Okay, so if
not a lot of people. A lot of people want to go down there and watch, but nobody wants to get in a war.
Yeah, I'm more of a watcher.
So this is my third time doing
it. I too am a watcher.
Yeah, I want to do that. But again, great stuff that you're involved in, and you're always looking for things like that to get involved and connect to the community.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on, and one of the things that's really big to my heart, and the sheriff pushes it, is the senior community. We go out and do a lot with our senior citizens. We have a group of seniors that we meet with on a monthly basis now. I went there last year for a talk and just do a presentation. Now it's like if I don't show up, they get an attitude. You know, I had their last meeting, I had my daughter with me because I was off, but I went in and went for their Christmas social and went in and stopped by and said hello and so forth. If I don't show up, they get upset, but it's amazing because there's a 97 years old, sure?
97.
A 97-year-old lady that wants to go to this meeting every month, and she rides in an Uber. There's nothing wrong with riding an Uber. I just think a 97-year-old lady shouldn't be riding in an Uber.
Right.
So I went over to the sheriff, and the sheriff was at one of our functions, and I was like, hey, can we help this lady out with a ride? And he was like, yeah, if you can make it happen, let's do it. So she'll call me the day of. It's like, hey, I need a ride. I'm like, well, it's like a half an hour away. Yeah. I got something else going on. So I have one of our deputies. If I can't get to her, he gets to her and makes sure she's there and taken care of.
Well, and you're a regular every year, I know, at the senior prom.
Senior prom is coming up. I just talked to Scott Edson from the YMCA yesterday. I think it's March the 5th this year. You know, our staff goes out and supports the senior prom. I get to do the prayer every year now. So it's a tradition for our sheriff's office. Working with Parks and Rec, we're going to have quarterly movies coming up at the Marshall Center for senior citizens as well. Working with Splitsville and Paragon Village, we're going to have a senior day where we're taken care of. I've worked it out from one of our collections in the Rappahannock Area Office on Aging. We're renting the whole theater for senior citizens to come watch a movie for free.
Huh.
We did a senior sock hop back in November with Parks and Rec, and our seniors are, when are you going to do another dance? When are you going to do another dance? And we're trying to do it.
As the year goes on, we always highlight a lot of the programs, but I'm trying to think. I guess your next is Autism Awareness Day. I know is a spring event that you're all involved with.
It is. The Autism Awareness Day is coming up pretty soon. I think actually this year, Ted, it's going to be on April the 8th.
Okay.
And that takes a lot of pre-planning, and Lieutenant Eddie Peck sort of heads that up with First Sergeant Jones. And that is an event that anybody in the community is welcome to come out and get involved in. And the work that we try to do with our special need kids and our autistic kids is all from donations and help from our community. And that is an event that if you never did anything else with public safety or with the sheriff's department, if you could see the joy and the happiness, mm-hmm. that event not only brings to the kids with special needs, but to the families and the parents to know that the community is behind us, that is a very touching event that we do.
Well, and that's an event you've been doing for years. It's been interesting to see that some other agencies have copied it and are doing it now. And you guys have done it as long as I can remember.
We have, and that actually started before I was the sheriff. And it's a great program, and we have certainly enhanced it some. But Sean mentioned earlier, Ted, that we get calls, and I get calls every week with my guys coming down and saying, hey, this department wants to know how we do such and such an event, and they want to know if we're willing to share. I look at it like this: the entire community and the entire state's benefiting from it, so why reinvent the wheel? We've been successful with my staff. And we share anything that we have with any agency, not just public safety, but there are a lot of community agencies that want to know, how do you make this happen? How do you pull it off? And we're happy to work with anyone and share anything that we have.
I've seen Coffee with the Sheriff started in Spotsylvania, and I see I see some agencies that have the same, when they advertise it on Facebook, they use the same setup that you do. It looks like your ad, but a different sheriff. So
I get a lot of phone calls, and it's usually directly from the sheriff saying, hey, Roger, we know you started that, but can we copy your Coffee with the Sheriff? But if I can just expound on that, when I first got elected, that's one of the first things that Sean came to me with. And he actually came to me. I did not think about it. And Sean said, let's do a Coffee with the Sheriff. And I said, well, tell me what you're thinking. And that has been so successful because it's so great that members of the command staff and the detective division and all the divisions in the agency come out, mm-hmm. and whatever you have an issue with, you can sit down and you can talk to a deputy one-on-one. And we resolve a lot of issues that way. And that was Sean's original, and that's kind of what got the ball rolling.
I can't take credit for it. We went to a conference, and we saw it out on the West Coast. They were doing it and had a lot of success. So when we got back, we brought it to the sheriff, and the sheriff said, yeah, let's go for it.
Oh, it is. If you do it, I mean, I know you
we
deal with –
We were the first in the area to do it.
Yeah, no, and you are, and it really is the kind of thing that if it's one of those, you know, barking dogs kind of things, that's a lot of times you deal with the – with the small things. And hottest day of the year, I think, last year, and you did ice cream with the sheriff.
Well, I was just going to point that out. We've got that coming up again. I was trying to remember the date on that, Ted, but I think it's set in August again this year.
July.
Is it July? Sorry. But we
National Night Out.
We do that, and the kids absolutely love that. But what's the funny part about that is more adults are in line to get ice cream and to visit and to socialize with public safety than there are children. So it's a great event to do the ice cream with the sheriff.
Sean, if people want to follow what goes on, I guess Facebook's a great way, or even the sheriff's office website.
Sheriff's office Facebook website is a good way to follow what's going on. We're going to post all of our events. For 2018, it's going to be posted on our Facebook page and our website so people know what we have going on a lot in advance. So we have a lot of activities we've been setting down, trying to get the calendar straight so we can better inform people and people know what we have going on and what to look forward to.
We're going to wrap this up with Spotsylvania Sheriff Roger Harris and First Sergeant Sean Jones when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Sheriff Roger Harris here along with First Sergeant Sean Jones. A couple more things to hit on real quick. Sheriff, I saw on Facebook the other day that yesterday, I guess, that another dog went through. There was a picture of you and another canine. I guess it went through training. Was that it?
Yeah, actually, one of our dogs that had been in service for 3 or 4 years by the name of Perishing came down with cancer, and we're taking very good care of him and so on and so forth. So we had to get a new dog, Ted, to replace Perishing. And the dog that we have is, his name is Dozer, and he's a very good dog, and he went through several months of training. The same handler that had the other dog now has a new dog. And you know how I am with my dogs and my horses. They're very important to me and to our community. So we're very fortunate that we did have some donations come in, because the dogs are around $7,000 a piece. And training the dog's no problem. Sometimes it's hard for the dog to train the handler, and that's a joke around the office. But we're very fortunate we have been able in such a short time to get a dog, and we have our own trainers that actually teach the canine program, so it made it convenient for us to get a new dog and get him trained and out on the road.
Well, and you've the canine program with all agencies in this area just terrific, and of course you had the situation a couple of years ago where you had had the dog that became a hero and a legend, has his own Facebook page.
Well, he does have his own Facebook page, and the police museum in Washington D.C. recently approached me, and what they want to do is make a bronze statue of that dog and the handler, and it's going to be. In the main lobby, when you first walk into the police museum in Washington, D.C., there will be a statue of our dog and our handler that were involved in that incident.
Wow. We'll have to, as that gets closer, we'll have to get more information on that.
I'll keep you informed.
That is exciting. One of the things, and I was thinking the other day of talking to you and doing more about this, and we can do some stuff another time. There are just so many scams going on. In the area that you all deal with, and I guess I'm sure one of the things you would tell all of us is just be smart when whatever you do.
What I always try to tell everyone is when you get a call, especially from your bank, and there's thousands of scams. When you get the calls about your loved ones have been locked up and you need to bond them out, or that you missed a court date and you didn't pay your fine, and please go get a prepaid card and mail it. Those are all scams. And same thing with the IRS. The IRS is not going to call you up and tell you something. They're going to come out and get you. So anytime that you get something that just doesn't feel right, Ted, the scams with the elderly involving banking accounts where allegedly a bank will call up and they'll say, well, give me your name and your Social Security number and your bank accounts. Well, those are obviously frauds. Number one, the bank knows who you are. They have all your information. And never, ever give out a bank account or a credit card number over the phone to someone you don't know. If it's your bank and it's legitimate, your bank has all your information, so they can tell you. You can have them verified. But the scams are just the amount of crime that has happened from scams in the past 5 years is just unbelievable. And we do have educational programs if people want to check our website that we actually try to teach younger adults and adults how to avoid some of the scams that are going around.
So just be careful.
And one thing, Sheriff, is, and folks don't know, is we would not call you to solicit any funds. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office or any local agency would do that. During Blue Christmas, we had the Sergeant Jones scam going on, where people were calling in and saying that they're Sergeant Jones from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. They had a phone number and everything. And I remember going downstairs one day during Blue Christmas, and there was an elderly couple there with gift cards for me. And I'm like, what are these for? Oh, you called and said we missed court, so we had to bring you gift cards. No, ma'am, that was not me. We would not call you and ask for any type of money or solicit anything like that.
Wow. Boy, they'll do anything.
Yeah. The sky's the limit. And with technology now, days, Ted, nothing is safe. So as I always tell people in my career, it's a gut reaction. If it doesn't seem like it could happen, or if it's too good to be true, that's what you have to stop and think about.
Well, as we get closer to events, and I know as we get closer, I know to Autism Awareness Day, we'll do shows on that in a number of the things. Just keep track of the Sheriff's Office Facebook. And if you want to get involved, whether you're an individual or a business, just give the sheriff's office a call.
We have our Volunteers in Police Service program that is a strictly volunteer. It's a nationwide agency. We have saved the taxpayers thousands of hours by having volunteers come in and help work with, and we can talk about that more in the future. But we do have a lot of programs, and please check our website, and we're always wanting additional help, additional assistance, and we want to get involved in the community in all aspects.
Well, I'll have to get First Sergeant Jones, you back. We've been wanting to do a program on what you offer for kids.
That's correct.
And we'll do a show on that.
Yeah, we're putting together a lot of good safety programs for the kids, and also we have our sport camps as well throughout the summer.
Well, thank you so much. Boy, Sheriff and First Sergeant Jones, what you did over the holidays, what you did over the year was just appreciated by many, and it's great to be on the sidelines and watch it, because you really have perfected this.
Well, Ted, I'll never end the program without saying thank you. Thank WFVA and the entire staff here for all you guys do. You help us tremendously, and we never take it for granted. Thank you.
It is our privilege to do it. First Sergeant Sean Jones, Spotsylvania Sheriff Roger Harris here. Thank you so much. That is it for Town Talk this morning. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.